In all, Green says he'll get rid of about $31,000 he got from a political action committee controlled by Congressman Tom DeLay. DeLay faces money laundering charges in his home state of Texas. Green will return $2,000 of it. He'll donate another $29,000 to the state budget's so-called rainy day fund and also to charities. It will take a new law to let him make those donations. Until that happens, Green says he'll set the money aside and won't touch it. Green has resisted giving back the money in the months since DeLay's indictment, but he says a couple of things changed his mind. Green says Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff's felony convictions and the investigation into state contracts given to political donors have cast a cloud over government.
I think it calls for people who want to be governor of this state to now raise the bar even higher.
Green also said that as governor, he'd push for a ban on political contributions from tribes while they're negotiating gaming compacts. Common Cause of Wisconsin's Jay Heck says the idea has merit, but says Green needs to do better.
To simply call for reform in an area for money that would go to your opponent and not to you is disingenuous. I mean, this proposal really isn't going to affect Mark Green because chances are the tribes wouldn't be contributing money to him. So, you know, it's pretty transparent in its intent.
Green faces Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker in the GOP primary. Walker recently joined Democrats in urging Green to return donations tied to Congressman DeLay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.